Information online at wardenmartin.com or 352-8910.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director today. It's 12:30, time for AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. A group of community leaders is kicking off a campaign to get voters to approve a hike in Champaign County's sales tax rate next month. The organizers of the campaign, calling itself Citizens Looking at Supporting Schools or Class, knows that it may be an uphill battle calling for a higher sales tax with current economic conditions. But co-chair Susan Abbott believes voters will respond to two potential benefits, a promised property tax reduction from the county school districts and an influx of tax money from outside the area.
People who travel to our county and shop in our county, they perhaps eat at our county restaurants, but they live outside of the county, they'll be supporting Champaign County Schools in a little bit as well.
The referendum calls for a 1 cent per dollar tax on any sales in the county, excluding groceries, drugs, vehicles, and farm equipment. The money would be split among school districts based on enrollment, and they would have to use it for capital projects or to retire existing debt. Each district says once the tax is in place, they would reduce their property tax levies by varying amounts. Indiana House Republicans are touting an agenda for next year that includes permanent property tax caps, jobs incentives, and college scholarships. The House Minority Leader, the Republican leader, Brian Bosma, says it's one of the strongest family-first plans his caucus has presented in years. It includes passing a resolution a second time that's aimed at amending the state constitution to cap property tax bills at certain levels for homes, rental property, and business property in Indiana. If that passes, a referendum would then be held to determine if voters want to include the caps in the constitution. The agenda also includes various tax incentives for businesses and a new program to provide state-paid scholarships for high school students who graduate with a B average. Family and friends gathered at the football stadium of Champaign Centennial High School last night to say farewell to about 85 National Guard troops. The members of the Champaign-based unit will be going to Afghanistan, and separation from loved ones will be one of their biggest challenges. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Ball from the left, Cole.
Members of Bravo Company of the 634th Brigade Support Battalion leave Tommy Stewart Field as fireworks go off in their honor. Last night's deployment ceremony was a proud moment for members of the Champaign-based company and their families. It's the first deployment for Specialist Carl Clodfelder of Villa Grove. He says military service is a tradition in his family, and they're prepared for his long absence.
Pretty good. My brother's already been deployed once. He might be going with us, but they're taking it pretty well.
Still, Sergeant Michael Ladd of Seymour says being away from family is the worst part of the military experience. Ladd, who returned from Iraq last year and therefore isn't part of this deployment, says email and cell phones have made contact with family back home easier, but also problematic.
It's better and it's worse. Sometimes you can over-communicate with home, which of course adds to the stress level of the soldier and the family member. Then there's other times where you can under-communicate.
The members of Bravo Company are among some 2,700 Illinois Army National Guard soldiers from the 33rd Infantry Brigade Combat Team, who are headed to Fort Bragg in North Carolina for training and then on to Afghanistan. They're scheduled to return next year. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Illinois and eight other states are suing the Bush administration over what New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo says is an illegal ruling that could hurt fisheries and contaminate drinking water. The states contend the federal government has created a loophole that could allow the transfer of polluted or contaminated water by ship from one water body to another where it would do harm. For example, the officials claim salt water from the ocean could be dumped in the Great Lakes under the June federal decision. There's no immediate comment from the EPA. Instead of tossing unused or unwanted medicines, asthma inhalers, or mercury thermometers, the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency wants people to turn them in. But as Amanda Vinicky reports, that's not a possibility everywhere.
The Illinois EPA used to encourage people to flush old drugs down the toilet, but the agency's David Walter says that was the wrong advice. Now the EPA tries to collect them. Traces of discarded drugs have shown up in water supplies. Even though a state survey completed in March so far indicates concentrations are low enough that it's not hazardous to humans, Walter says it can hurt aquatic life.
And while we may take an aspirin every now and then, those organisms are living in that water day in and day out.
Walters has helped set up EPA medication collection days, and some pharmacies, police departments, and county health departments have daily drop-offs. Walters says so far that's only happening in 20 of Illinois' more than 100 counties, mostly in northeastern Illinois. He says cost is a major issue. Walters says if it's not possible to get drugs to the EPA, the best way to dispose of them is to throw them in the trash, not down the drain. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The EPA's Walters says Ford, McLean, and Livingston counties are among those with ongoing drop-off programs for meds. Champaign, Macon, and Vermilion counties each have short-term medication collection programs. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.